You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the ninth month of the year, the 20th day of the ninth month of the year 2020. I am Paul Holden, and we got plenty to talk about with the Rockies here today on the Locked On Rockies podcast after a big road series series performances, as well. So the Rockies are still in a very interesting place. I got to give us a little bit of a reality check as well. We have to actually calm down some of the excitement. I don't want to be too down on things. We're not going to get too grumpy, but we do need to take a realistic look at what this means for the Rockies at this point of the season and what still is ahead for the Rockies. But before we get to that, today's episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both past and present. Featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, like me, twice last week. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app and YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode, we are going to talk, of course, about the Rockies going 7-2 on the road, how they did it, what that means for the club, what that kind of means for 2020 in a whole for the Rockies as well. Of course, look at the fact that the Rockies remain in a spot to play spoiler once again against some dreaded NL rivals. And just some more general Rockies thoughts as we continue to wind down. Talk a little bit about what we can expect here in the final 2 weeks of the season. That's a little more than 2 weeks, I know, with games going on to the third. But, you know, the season is winding down, unfortunately. But I think we as Rockies fans can take a step back and look at 2021 with a different perspective than we started the year with. But let's first dive into the fact that the Rockies just went 7-2 on the road, something that the Rockies have not done all year long. They really went out and showed that they can do things on the road. And again, with the hypotheticals that we talked about, it does show that the Rockies, when you do have to look at where they are in the division, when they can go out and do this against three out of five members of a division, yes, it's a small sample size, it does show you that the Rockies play in a tough division with tough competition. When you have to play the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres all season long, I mean, that adds up. That's taxing. That's a lot. Again, we talked about this last week. When I see the Rockies matched up with these teams, I'm not as intimidated as a fan. I'm not throwing my hands up as a Rockies fan and saying, oh, these are losses, like I am when the Rockies go to San Francisco and L.A. Now, the Rockies have performed. They've won in those places, sure, but not historically, not lately. L.A. has been impossible for the Rockies to win. That series win that they had against the Dodgers earlier this year was a rarity. And it does just kind of make me wonder that sometimes when we look at and analyze the Rockies, how much do we have to take in mind the competition and the division they play? Though I don't want to lean on that anymore, and I don't want to use that as a crutch for the Rockies and their performance. To sit there and to just say, oh, what if, and oh, look, they went and did this against the NL East. They're not in the NL East. They don't play the NL East all the time. They're not that. Those aren't the games that I mean. As great as this road series was, or these road series, again, I'm not pluralizing. I'm not making series plural enough. It is incredible. It's great. It feels wonderful that the Rockies were able to go 7-2 on the road. You know when that would have been really great to do? July, June. It's a reality. I mean, it is something. As this is a good sign. This is a sign, again, another positive sign to be excited for, that the Rockies were able to go out, play against two out of three teams that were in a position, are in competitive positions for the playoffs, and and not only succeed, but succeed a lot. I mean, they only lost twice out of 9, potentially 10 games. I mean, the rainout in Atlanta, I guess, is still to be determined and things. But since that one doesn't count, 7-2. Imagine what it would have been like for the Rockies to go 7-2 after the deadline with Trevor Story heating up the way he has. I mean, and if the Padres performed as they did in the second half, a 7-2 road trip earlier in the year, that does have an impact. Now with the season where it's at, in the big scheme of things, does it mean all that much? Are we going to look back fondly on a 7-2 stretch against the NL East in a part of the season that when you're looking for playoffs or in terms of that success doesn't really matter? But I think just focusing on that takes away from what the Rockies were able to do. It's something that it just shows that there was the anomaly. I think it's really good to show that this team does have solid pieces. It's not perfect. There still is a long way to go. We don't give the front office and you know that side a free pass because they have a good home record, a great home record, and they salvaged some of the trip on the or some of the road. The Rockies were historically bad on the road for most of this year. That's something we can't ignore. But it didn't sustain for the entire year. The Rockies have shown that they have gotten better on the road of late. They have won more. They've won more on the road now than they have all year. It's bonkers. So it's hard to tell what this road trip truly means for the Rockies, other than I think it takes some of the pressure off. It takes some of the sting out of the way some of this has gone. I mean, you have to sit back and feel more confident as in the Rockies in the second half. But look where they are in the division. Look where they are in the wild card race. It's interesting to say the least. But however, you can't be too foaming at the mouth when the Rockies have worked their way back to a 70-79 record. I mean, there is a chance the Rockies could finish around 500. They have to play really well against really good teams. I don't think it happens, but that's far from the 100 losses a lot of people had projected at the beginning of the year. But this road trip, it just can't take this long to get things going for the Rockies. However, I am encouraged that they have done this. To be at this point of the year, the dog days of the baseball season, to be a long season for a lot of Rockies players, emotional season. It's a season we got to learn a lot about other pieces of the Rockies, which is great. And it's even Charlie Blackmon himself is saying this after the game yesterday. I think it's good to see our team play well and to do it for an entire road trip. And it goes to show a little bit of how good the NL West is. That's a really tough division. We have the ability to continue to play well. I'm looking forward to more of that. That's the mentality to have here. I mean, I am grateful that this is a club that is performing well at this point in the season. Why? Just because it shows that these pieces, that there are a lot of pieces still working, still grinding to see what their role is to contribute and be a part of this club. There is the heart, there is the passion that makes it more enjoyable to be watching a Rockies team that's way out of contention on the 20th day of September. So I don't know necessarily if I gave you the greatest breakdown analysis there. I just think with the Rockies right now, be excited about the things that excite you. But we also just have to remember where this team has been this entire season, the entire scope of 2021, where they've struggled, and now what are we going to do? Is this September the sign of steps in a right direction for the Rockies? I don't think you can really make that conclusion yet. I think having players like Elias Diaz still hitting well, Brendan Rodgers swinging a good bat, Trevor Story contributing are all great storylines, but it's hard to focus too much on Trevor's resurgence with the question of him not coming back to the team. Now, I think that's another argument. I think this team performing the way they have in the second half of the season has left the door slightly open for Trevor Story to consider a return. But we're going to talk more about all that later. I don't have enough on that now. But the Rockies have made themselves more interesting, and that is good. And they have played solid baseball down the stretch, and that is good. In the big picture, in the grand scheme of things, in terms of the competitive windows, what does that mean? I don't necessarily think this gives us all that much of a clear idea, a good understanding of what we have. I think we know some pieces, but we have to see the consistency of it. And by the way, Charlie Blackman, I got that quote from Thomas Harding's Rockies show, Improvement on Road Trip, MLB.com/Rockies. We got more upcoming baseball to talk about, more important upcoming baseball to talk about as the Rockies return home. But before I get to that, I got to tell you about a couple of our great sponsors here, including DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment that you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion. Get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. And hey, Rockies fans, this is Paul Holden with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon in your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime you're into your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BASEBALL and get up to 50 cents a gallon back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL at the Get Upside app on the iOS store or Google Play. Check it out. More spoiler ball to come for the Rockies here. And this is the one where it would really, really feel good to continue playing well, to have another successful homestand that we've seen. The Rockies are facing the Giants and the Dodgers, which has critical impacts on the standings for the NL West. The Giants hold just a one-game lead against the Dodgers here going down the stretch. Incredible that there is potentially going to be two 100-win teams, one only, one in the division and one in a one-game playoff for their lives. This is big for the Rockies. This is a moment for them to shine as well. This is a moment to go up against Big Brothers and show what you have. And the Rockies going up against the Dodgers, at least first, are sending their, good arms. Senzatella has been great. Marquez is the guy. I know Marquez has faltered a little bit, but still has been very, very solid. And Kyle Freeland in the finale against the Dodgers there. The pitching matchups for the Giants and the Rockies aren't out yet, of course, because that's a little bit down the line. But again, if the Rockies want to continue to add on to this momentum, add on to how they're feeling, add on to the positive mentality that they're building, now this is a series to do it. This is a way to continue to show that to make it to the postseason, you have to go into places that are tough to play and play well. The Giants and the Dodgers, they play a lot in Coors Field. They know how to play in Coors Field. They've been successful at Coors Field. But the Rockies that's where the Rockies have played their best ball. of this year. I mean, they're not quite as good as the Giants and the Dodgers anymore at home, but the Rockies are we know it. That's where they play the best ball, and they got their best arms going up against the Dodgers, who really need to win. The Dodgers can't afford to lose 2 of 3 to the Rockies here, because that puts them in a much worse spot. The Giants also, the Giants and the Dodgers really can't afford to lose these series. And the Rockies really makes things interesting down in that final week for those two clubs. Makes it way more stressful, makes them have to work and go into different strategies and plans that they might not have. I mean, this is a tight division race with two very, very, very good teams. Last 10 for the Giants and the Dodgers. Dodgers are 8-2 in the last 10. The Giants are 7-3. The Rockies are 7-3 as well, but that just shows you the Giants and Dodgers are hot. They're playing great baseball down the stretch, and the Rockies need to be ready for that. It is going to be no easy task to play spoiler here at home, but I think the Rockies are capable. I mean, if they can play the way they did against the Dodgers in LA, then there's no reason to believe they can't do that. Now, maybe missing Connor Joe might be an issue, but if Senza and Marquez are deal the way they have, especially if Senza can get the Rockies onto the right track for the series tomorrow, that's great. You'd love to win game one, but that's going to be very, very hard because the Rockies are going up against Julio Urias, and he has been incredible. We know that he's been incredible. He's 18-3 this year with a 2.99 ERA. The Dodgers pitching staff is elite. It doesn't get any better with Walker Buehler and Max Scherzer. It's insane. But those pitchers have to come to play at Coors Field, and they have to be ready to rock. They have to pitch on the road and against the Rockies team that has been swinging it pretty well. Key matchups here. Obviously, more so for the Giants and the Dodgers, but I can't imagine they're all that excited about having to come through and play at Coors Field for a couple of series. Maybe they are, but it's not an easy place. It's definitely more. They'd be feeling better if they were just going to Arizona or something like that. But with them having to come through Colorado, I think that's going to provide at least a small bump in the road for these clubs on their road to the postseason if the Rockies are able to play well. But again, Giants, Dodgers, and the Rockies all have been playing great baseball of late. So. It's a tall order for the Rockies, but I'm rooting for them. They got the right arms to do it, and if they did it in L.A., why not do it in Colorado? Why not make the Dodgers continue to have to fight to retain that crown up at the top of the NL West, and make sure the Giants know that you're not just rolling over for them to take over as well. Nice week of baseball for the Rockies. Let's see how it goes for them. I think the Rockies can split this series against one of them. I don't know if they're going to beat both of them. I don't know if they're – I think they split a series and lose a series, if I have to guess. But, hey, Rockies have surprised us before, and I'm hoping for that. All right, we are going to talk a couple of more about some other Rockies storylines and things like that that we're paying attention to. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about the best tasting protein bar ever, and that is Built Bar, and there's so many delicious flavors that they have. The coconut, the cherry barcia, the raspberry, the mint brownie, the double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. My favorite flavor, if it's got chocolate, I love it. I'm also a sucker for that cookies and cream as well. If you haven't tried all the flavors, well, guess what? You can get the mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. And here's what you got to know. Not only are they great tasting, they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. And like I said, if you can't pick your favorite flavor of Built Bar, you can get the mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. So the Rockies, as the end of the year looms, it is interesting to be in the position that the Rockies are in. I think when we got to here at this point, we would have imagined the Rockies being in a different spot, a different place. So I'm curious, how does that make you feel? How does the Rockies' performance this year make you feel? Because while I'm encouraged, while I'm excited, while I have enjoyed yet another year of Rockies baseball, there's still part of me that is frustrated. There is still part of me that wants to know what is... I know we talked about this, and I talked about what does the road trip mean? What does the performance of this mean? I still don't have enough answers about big picture stuff for the Rockies yet that I wish we would had. I wish things would be a little more clear at the end of this year. Yet the only thing I'm certain of at the end of this year is that Brendan Rodgers is the real deal. Is the stud that we were hoping for. He's the stud that we thought, and he's been a player. And I think it'll take an off season into a beginning of season. If Elias Diaz can continue to be as productive as he is, that's a huge question answered as well for the Rockies. If the Rockies do come away from this season with those as being some of the biggest things, those are more important than you might think. Brendan Rodgers being the guy means that the Rockies have another stud infielder to be in the infield to build around, in addition to Ryan McMahon. Brendan Rodgers being good means that Trevor Story might be a little bit more enticed to stay or interested if he believes the Rockies are going to be the best opportunity for him to get that arm back, to let him flash on defense again, even if it is a one-year deal. Elias Diaz being a good defensive catcher and good offensive production for the team is something the Rockies haven't had in a long, long time. If CJ Cron returns to this team, yeah, you do get excited. But I don't get excited again by inter-management hirings, by hiring from within the organization, from allowing the positives of this season to overshadow some of the things that the Rockies need to embrace and change. If the Rockies are going to have the drastic different identity with no Arenado and Story in the year 2022, they need to have a new mentality. They need to be a new idea, a newly run Rockies team. Even if Story stays, I think, again, with this GM search that may or may not be over, we can't officially say it's over. That's what I'm looking for in terms of the Rockies into going into different directions. As much as I do want them to get the pieces and the players and for all this development and all this stuff, that's good too. At the end of the day, what I really wanted to change this season was just the way the look of the front office, the mentalities of the front office, and to embrace wacky, different, fun Rockies baseball. And I don't necessarily know if we've gotten that. But I'm happy that the Rockies are better than they are. I'm happy that the Rockies have a chance to catch the highly touted Padres in terms of record. There are things to be excited for, but still some things that I wish we got to see. But folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Rockies. We'll be talking about the Rockies all week long here on Locked On Rockies, proudly part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You can find us on your favorite streaming platform. All you got to do is search Locked On Rockies, and we will be there. And hey, betting on the Rockies doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, Locked On Broncos is giving you daily Broncos talk. Locked On Nuggets and Avs is going to be giving you daily Nuggets and Avs talk as those seasons are on the horizon here. So as the Rockies head off into the offseason here in a couple of weeks, we'll still be doing some stuff here on the Locked On Rockies. But if you switch your focus a little bit more to the in-season sports, make sure you go follow along with the Locked On Broncos, Nuggets, and Avs for all your football, hockey, and basketball, I should say. I'm your guy, for your Rockies baseball talk. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.